This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That guy took my line. I'm supposed to say Free Talk Live. What the heck's going on? You tell me. I've been preempted by the announcer voice.
We replaced you with 8-bit music.
Do you the copyright? I've been stolen and replaced with an exact duplicate. Stephen Wright, anybody? Stephen Wright?
Yeah,
comedian?
I've heard he's a comedian.
He is. He's the guy who tells jokes like, I bought some instant water and I can't figure out what to add.
Funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to you folks momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me
is Ian.
And Bonnie.
We were talking about this article from Uproxx where Metallica, you know, who got sort of infamous for fighting against Napster and downloading a couple of decades ago, played a live concert stream through Twitch, and the, we'll call it the copyright algorithm, kicked in and replaced Metallica's live concert with some almost elevator.
You got to play it again, because there's new people tuning in all the time.
It was Tinkerbell music.
All right, we'll play it again. This is what was in the video. You know, they're playing their guitar, they're headbanging.
Yeah.
You know? But this is the sound that's coming out of the video that was replaced.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Okay, I think
that's enough of that.
So we were talking about that. And, Ian, you said you had something to...
I've got something related here. Because
segue.
Well, when we started on Twitch, I don't know, 3 years ago now, I think it's been more than two, a few years back, I was amazed that you could play copyrighted music over a Twitch stream and it wouldn't get blanked out.
Right.
Like, for whatever reason, they allowed you to do that. Afterwards, they put an archive up. So whatever it is you're broadcasting, again, most people on Twitch, they do video game streams, but part of some games, there's music in games, right? Like they've had that for decades.
Yeah, a long time.
And so some games have music in them. And so I think the original idea was, well, we don't want to blank out the audio from these games during the time people are playing these games.
Right.
So we're just not going to, I think the original rules were, we're not going to blank your streams during the streams, but afterwards they did do a muting of the stream. So you could go through the stream and then whenever they detected copyrighted music in a stream, right, in the archive, it would just blank the audio for the length of however long the music
was.
It makes
for crappy playback.
It does.
Because you can't hear the players talk over that if they just blank it
out. No doubt about it. But at least it allowed you to stream the thing live.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, late last year, the rules changed. And so ArsTechnica.com reporting that Twitch apologized, this was back in November, for to its users for how they handled a copyright crackdown last month, but the site still told streamers that they will have to stop using copyrighted recordings to avoid further takedown notices. Twitch, the popular game streaming site acquired by Amazon for $970 million back in 2014, was forced to take more aggressive action on copyright by the record label.
Oh.
But Twitch's mishandling of the crackdown left users in a state of confusion about which videos violated copyrights and about how users can comply with the rules without simply deleting all their past videos. In a blog post recently, Twitch said users have been asking how they can stream without worrying about getting a DMCA, which is Digital Millennium Copyright Act notification, for the music use. The answer is that users need to stop using recorded music on their streams if they don't own the copyrights and delete old videos that have copyrighted music in them. So basically, no, you can't do this anymore. That's the end of that. They said further, quote, most importantly, don't play recorded music in your stream unless you own all rights in the music, or if you have the permission of the necessary rights holders, doing this is the best protection for your streams going forward. If you're unsure whether you own all the rights, it's pretty likely you don't. So if you want to include recorded music in your stream, use a fully licensed alternative like Soundtrack by Twitch or other rights-cleared music libraries, meaning by the rights-free stuff where, you know, you've paid for it, so therefore you're granted a license
or it's
to
public domain.
Or use public domain stuff. So the crap, you know, the crappy music that...
I bump into this frequently doing parody music. It's to a point where I cannot get distribution.
Wow. Because parody is fair use.
Correct. It is.
Now, and so is commentary, by the way.
Yes. Social commentary, education,
news,
parody, satire,
mm-hmm.
right? All news, all of that plays
What does it mean that you can't get distribution?
So if I create original music, that is, I play all the instruments, recorded all myself, and it's a brand new song, never been recorded before, and I go to a distribution company, I can have this company put my song on all of the distribution outlets, on iTunes,
Amazon.
On Amazon, on, you know, wherever you get SoundCloud, Spotify, you know, there's thousands, literally thousands of these places that you can, and so if I just create original music, I don't have a problem getting distribution. It's when I create a parody song, because I'm generally, even if I record all the instruments myself, which I don't always do, sometimes I'll find existing music beds or partial music beds, or I'll get friends involved to help me record, you know, oh, hey, I can't play that mm-hmm. lead, can you, you know, I'll get a friend of mine from, like, Seattle to play lead guitar on a part or something. You know, I'll Frankenstein these things together to make the parody song, but even with that, the melodies are recognized by the algorithms, and the parody gets flagged as a copyright violation, even though it's not. Now, what happens is these companies will flag anything via the algorithm,
mm-hmm.
and then basically...
That's because they don't have the staff to do it manually.
Right. So if it's been flagged, they just won't distribute for you.
And it sounds like something else, so that's why...
Well, yeah.
They won't,
I mean, it is. You're
the
taking...
song, the music is the same.
Right.
The guitars or the drums or whatever, they're the same, and so it triggers... the algorithm, but you probably can't write to them and say, hey, this is a parody.
No, I've done this in a couple of situations, and it always ends up getting escalated to their legal department,
mm-hmm.
and the legal department comes in and says, yeah, you're probably right, but as a business decision, we're not going to distribute
yeah.
because we don't want to deal with that. We don't,
right.
you know,
we don't have the time to deal with this. We don't have the staff right. or whatever.
Parody music is a niche market, so mm-hmm. it's not a large market.
We're not going to make enough money off of you, basically.
Yeah, it's not like I'm the Rolling Stones or something, yeah. right, you know.
If you were Weird Al coming to them, they probably would talk to you.
Well, and strangely enough, even though Weird Al doesn't need to ask for permission when he does parodies.
He does.
But then again, I can't call up the Beatles or whoever owns their
right.
catalog and be like, hey, I'm going to do a parody. Can I...
And it wouldn't stop you from...
You know,
even if you did call up and get permission, all those algorithms are still going to block you anyway.
Correct.
And then you got to go through whatever processes
and,
with each one of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And file all the paperwork. And, yeah, no. So what I do instead is I just... put it up on the download site. I have a Bandcamp site.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all of my parodies at lordkickass.com.
So wait, Bandcamp doesn't do this to you?
Bandcamp, no, because Bandcamp is not a distribution. It's a artist website. They don't distribute to all of these other companies.
But they are hosting your files.
They are hosting the files and allowing you to charge
mm-hmm.
for them. I believe I have some disclaimers up there about fair use and
okay.
that kind of thing. If I don't, I should.
But they're not auto-chucking your stuff out.
Certainly not.
That's
not by any stretch. And they also have many other parody artists
mm-hmm.
on their platform, so I'm not the only one. Other comedy music as well. So, you know, they've been kind enough to give me a home, which is why I stay there.
Gotcha.
With that kind of a thing. Bandcamp does some cool stuff, too. If I ever expand into, like, merch, I can, you know, combine, like, a vinyl with a free download or a T-shirt
mm-hmm.
or T-shirt vinyl. Download package, download it now, and then in 2 weeks you get your T-shirt and your vinyl, that kind of stuff. So they allow you to do this stuff. They have not integrated cryptocurrency, though. But at any rate, I bump into this all the time when it comes to copyright and algorithms and that kind of thing, and it is a struggle. So, yeah, I kind of, like, while Metallica is probably one of the most well-known heavy metal bands of all time, I have a bit of a middle finger for them in this respect.
Oh, yeah, they totally lost a bunch of their fans when this Napster thing happened 20 years ago, and a lot of them I don't think came back.
Yeah.
know, they burned a lot of bridges.
And they're insulting their fans.
Yeah, and they stopped making, like, heavy metal music.
Yeah, it was about the same time that they started making metal.
Hard rockica.
Right. Instead of heavy metal. They cut their hair. That's when it was over.
They sure did. 603-283-6160. Did you stop being a Metallica fan when they were going through their Napster crap? Let us know. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It's free. It's talk. And it's live. It's in the name. Who knew? Who knew you could make such a apt name for a talk show, a radio talk program, where you could call in and talk about whatever's on your mind? The website, of course, is freetalklive.com. Our telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. We have some calls on hold. We'll get to those shortly. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. So mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party. Ian, I know you've got some additional copyright stuff, and we'll circle back to that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Matthew calling from Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Ian, she looks at you so lovingly. I have a confession to make. I'm guilty. I was one of the Free State Project signers that did not move in time.
Well, it's not too late.
This Porcupine Day thing.
It's okay. We won't hold it against you.
I appreciate that. But so why, if you had to make the argument, why do you think Keene is better than somewhere else?
It's not. Keene's terrible. It depends on what you're looking for. So if you're looking for a good job or something, you probably want to go to a more populated area. If you are looking for, the ocean, you should be there on the seacoast. If you are looking for a place where there's some of the more hardcore activists who are willing to, put it on the line, then Keene sort of got that history. So it just depends. People want different things.
Okay. Now this.
But Keene's a terrible place to live as far as, like, if you compare Keene to the rest of New Hampshire. Keene's better than New York, any of New York, right? Like, Keene's better than a lot of places in a lot of the United States.
Yeah.
But compared to the rest of New Hampshire, it's one of the biggest government towns. It's, one of the most liberal places in New Hampshire. So for a lot of people,
property tax is pretty high.
The property taxes are, like, the highest.
Can you find somewhere to rent in Keene for like $500, or is that impossible?
Honestly, impossible. I was looking up something like that for my siblings, and it seemed impossible.
Wow.
Yeah, you might find something around the $800-$850 mark. If you're really creative and looking earnestly,
you could find something lower if you know the right people. If there's like a room available in somebody's house, you might be able to snag it for less than that. But Captain, what you're talking about is if you were to just go rent your own apartment,
like a one bedroom apartment or something, you could probably find one for $850. In Keene, right? If you get outside of Keene, the rents go down. So, you might be able to find something within, say, a half hour or something that's a little bit lower.
How much better is ForkFest than PorkFest?
I couldn't tell which one you were saying there. Fork and pork sound very similar.
How much better is ForkFest than PorkFest?
How much better is the Porcupine Freedom Festival than ForkFest?
No, he's saying it the other way around. How much better? Since we advertise ForkFest on the show, he's saying, why do we think it's better?
They're different. So I wouldn't say it's better per se. They're just different. So, you know, one festival has more people. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The other festival is more decentralized, meaning that there's no central control. So, you know, there's differences. Sometimes centralization brings benefits. Sometimes it has problems. So you might have more fun at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You might have more fun at ForkFest, or it might be a similar time for both.
But subjectively, did you have more fun at ForkFest?
I like them both.
Yeah, so I'll give you a perspective. Hang on, Matthew. Right. I'll give you a perspective. So last year was...
As a guy who didn't go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Right.
Okay.
So last year was my first year in New Hampshire. I couldn't get enough time off work to go to both the Porcupine Freedom Festival or ForkFest. And so I chose to go to the one that I felt was more free, which was ForkFest.
It's actually more free because there's no ticket cost.
Right, there's no ticket cost, but also, like, from what I heard, folks could basically just kind of do whatever they wanted and
they can
bring whatever event or, you know, thing that they wanted other people to experience, like we advertise here. So I decided to go to that one. That was my personal decision.
Okay. So I'm not trying to negotiate right now, but if I were to move in the next couple years, could I co-host one night? I'm extremely charismatic.
Yeah, I can't make you any kind of promises, man. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone a year or two from now. But if you are, you know, interested in radio and you have that interest still when you get here, then maybe something could be possible, but it just all depends. I can't make you any promises. I'm sorry, but I appreciate your question.
I wouldn't do that, because then think of all the other people listening who would be horrible on the show. They'll be like, I want to be on there too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Matthew. We appreciate it. Good luck, man.
Yeah, the best way to get on this show is to be around and be interested.
Well, and if you really want to be on, call.
Yeah, that's an easy way. But I mean, like, if you actually want to co-host a show, just to be around, so to, like, be physically present in the Keene area, that helps.
Yeah, certainly it does. Let's go ahead to Richard calling from Virginia Beach. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys going to play that new Mario Golf game?
Huh?
Mario Golf?
You going to play that new Mario Golf game? Yeah, you going to play that game?
Did you think you were calling a real Twitch channel? Because that...
LRN.FM.
You're going to have to answer both, because we didn't have any delay there, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think
you hit a dump button on accident. Yeah. You didn't need to dump him. He didn't say anything that was dump-worthy. It's just we're getting too close.
Hang on the line, Richard.
Segment.
Stay on for another segment, will you? We'd appreciate that.
I don't know if he's worth hanging on to, but there he is.
Oh, well, he's gone now.
Okay.
All right.
It was a bad crank call.
Somebody sprayed a can of Richard Be Gone.
Yeah.
So are we going to circle back to copyright?
If you want
to
keep talking about copyright and enforcing it online.
Yeah, I would actually like to talk a little bit more about that. I have something else kind of music related that I'd like to get out if we have the time as well. So 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to call and get your voice heard on a nationally syndicated radio program called Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without a mask or social distancing, and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. They can also skip quarantine if exposed to someone who has the virus. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like mask wearing in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you. Most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
The two-term senator becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't be seeking re-election. This is USA Radio News. The trial for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been put on hold. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
You know, they started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process, and so it is, in our position is, it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, where every host in the studio tonight has Kenny Loggins stuck in their head. That's right.
No, she doesn't even know the song.
She heard the riff.
True.
It could be replaying in her head right now.
It could be.
Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. This is the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And before we go on with the show, I need to take a moment to thank Chris Hickman, who is a gold-level amplifier. What is an amplifier, Ian?
It is a person who is helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations. We're on about 185 or so stations right now, and we can be on more. There's hundreds more out there. So if you want to help us do that, then please do as was it Chris did, and join over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got credit card, debit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin BTC as payment options. And if you want to send, you know, silver or gold backs or whatever, well, I'll take those too. But you got to email about that.
Yes, so thanks to Chris Hickman. We do appreciate it. You can help us get on more radio stations, too, over at amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
And get cool perks. We got bennies.
Like Benadryl?
No, benefits.
Oh, benefits. Yeah. Oh, I see. Not like Benny Hill?
No.
Benihana?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Can't think of any more bad.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, not bad. So let's circle back to copyright.
Yeah. So we were talking about what happened on Twitch with Metallica having been replaced. They did a special concert. And
a live stream, because nobody can have real concerts.
Well, maybe we're going to see that change here, hopefully, this year, at least Texas or some other states. I heard Wyoming is now dropping the mask mandate there. So
I tend to coincide these things with whatever the government says, right? And so, like, the bill that we talked about, they call it the COVID stimulus bill, but it's really a bunch of pork.
Yeah.
The extension for the unemployment benefits runs through August.
That's right.
Of 2021.
$300 a week.
Right. So I imagine that we won't see a concert until after that expires.
Maybe. And also, it may not be, you know, being optimistic may not be a good plan, because even though mask mandates are being dropped in some of these states, that doesn't mean that the Ticketmaster or the venues or whatever are...
You mispronounced Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
That doesn't mean that they're going to drop all of their rules, and so you may still see mandatory stupid nonsense like social so-called distancing
or bubbles
whatever you call those things, the personal space bubbles or whatever. The
PSBs for all concert goers,
putting people into in order to go see a show. So it could just continue to be this quote-unquote new normal nonsense that no one in their right mind who actually likes music and likes listening to it performed live would actually want to attend.
It sucks that all my favorite artists are people who would probably personally want their crowds to have masks on, like Lady Gaga probably would.
I'm in a position of envy compared to the folks that knew me in Seattle for the 22 years or so that I was there, because none of them have played a concert since the whole COVID thing kicked in.
I
played a show at Forkfest last year.
And you're going to do another one.
If all goes well, we'll do another one this year. And so, yeah, sorry.
So what happened? Why did Metallica get replaced? As they were playing live on stream, Twitch cut the audio out, and even though it was like a Twitch-sponsored concert, their algorithm cut in on one of the channels that it was on, because they forgot to turn off their sensor meter or whatever, or the auto-sensor.
Yep.
And so it auto-censored them with a bunch of lame-o fairy music, as Bonnie described it.
Very much. So.
And so why did this happen? Because Twitch used to allow copyrighted music to stream. It used to just be a thing. People would actually go onto a stream. So Twitch was sort of designed to do video game streaming, but yeah, it sort of expanded from there to that. We're on Twitch, for instance. We're on also other platforms, but so anybody can kind of stream whatever they want. So people started doing this IRL streaming, which stands for in real life.
Yep.
And so, or just chatting, where they wouldn't be playing games. They would just sit there and they'd interact with, you know, the people that are in their chat room and answer questions or whatever.
Yep.
And one of the things they would do is take requests and play people's favorite songs. So they would pull up like a YouTube and just go in and type in whatever song somebody wanted to listen to.
Let me DJ the internet, man.
That's what they were doing.
Yep.
And they were taking requests from their chat rooms. And now you can't do that anymore, according to Twitch's copyright notice that came out in, looks like, November of last year. Twitch surprised users by issuing a large number of copyright takedown emails. This is from ArsTechnica.com that, quote, not only didn't tell streamers what supposedly infringing content they had posted, but also said that Twitch had simply deleted the content outright without giving users a chance to appeal. So, surprise, your archives just got blasted off of the service, and we didn't bother to tell you why, what you did. And this is pretty common with these big tech companies when they give you a digital spanking. Yeah. A lot of times they'll say, one of your videos violated our terms of service or our community standards. And then they won't tell you which one or where in the video it was. Like, with our show, we've got a 3-hour-long show every night.
We do.
You know, I don't know which minute of the show or which 3 minutes or whatever was violative. Maybe it was in the middle of one of our commercial breaks. Sometimes there's music in those commercials. So anyway, they just went in and just wiped out people's content, which you know, a lot of people, I think, rightfully were upset about that. It was a shock. Twitch said in their blog post that it had to impose the crackdown because of a gigantic increase in copyright notices from record labels. They said until May of this year, streamers received fewer than 50 music-related DMCA notices each year on Twitch. Beginning in May, however, representatives for the major record labels started sending thousands of DMCA notices each week that targeted creators' archives, mostly for snippets of tracks in years-old clips. We continue to receive large batches of notifications, and we don't expect that to slow down. So somebody at the record labels decided, in the midst of all the crackdowns that were going on, in the midst of everybody staying home and doing things that were very solitary, like watching Twitch or streaming on Twitch. I imagine the Twitch numbers went up. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, you'd think so.
They went up last year. So the record industries decided they were going to fight against these people who were sharing their music and exposing their music to new listeners by threatening all of them with thousands of notices. CNN reported in August that the RIAA, or the Recording Industry Association of America, issued more than 1,800 copyright notices to Twitch users in the month of June alone, as compared to issuing only 710 notices since the year 2017.
Yeah, that's a huge bump.
So, yeah, so 710 over a couple of years, and then 1,800 in just 1 month. So that gives you an idea of what they're doing. Twitch did acknowledge making several mistakes and promised to provide a better system for users in the future. Warning emails sent to users didn't include all the information you'd typically get in a DMCA notice, making it hard to make an informed decision about whether to submit a counter notification or to seek a retraction. They also said they didn't give users enough time to respond to the notices. So, you know, again, if you're using one of these centralized platforms, you kind of got to expect to get what you get, which is to say that they have no respect for your content, even though they're monetizing it and they're making millions of dollars off of it every single year. You're just a little piece of their system, and it doesn't matter to them if they just blast you off and, you know, get rid of you or delete half or more of your archives in one fell swoop. So the best thing you can do, of course, is to protect yourself by having your archives on multiple platforms. That helps. Or a decentralized platform like, say, Library.
Yes.
LBRY.com. They launched a new site last year called Odyssey, which is spelled funny. It's O-D-Y-S-E-E,
right,
I believe.
Yeah.
And it's really great. It's a great platform for music and video content to go up and stay up. It cannot be taken down.
And if you are a content creator, look into NFTs or non-fungible tokens. Those are making a splash right now in the art world.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know much about it, but we can talk more about it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Oh. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasms in the classroom. We
never did.
Teacher, leave them kids alone.
They won't stop. They'll keep doing it.
Why am I reciting lyrics to Pink Floyd's The Wall?
Why not?
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, it's probably one of the greatest albums of all time, in my opinion. I have a very soft spot.
Drugs or no drugs, it's a damn good album.
Yeah, that album, front to back, I mean, it's one of the few albums I can put on and listen front to back still to this day and be happy about it.
Yeah. You ever see the Laser Light Show?
I have, yeah. Oh, it's man. Great. It's so great.
I haven't met anyone else that's ever seen that except for, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Was it in the 90s? When did you go?
No, it was still in the 80s. I went.
Oh, wow.
I went to see Pink Floyd at... It was Milwaukee County Stadium in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, you saw the concert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't The Wall, though. It was after that, but I think it was before Momentary Lapse of Reason because it was still the regular lineup.
I saw it at what was called the Bishop Planetarium, so it wasn't an actual Pink Floyd concert. I've never actually
been to one of those. Oh, the laser show, right. Okay,
where it was just a straight-up laser light show, and it was amazing. I mean, it was so fantastic. I don't know if Pink Floyd had anything to do with the design of it. I doubt they did.
No, I'm sure it was, you know, some stoner guy who's like, I'm going to make cool lights.
It was cool, man.
At any rate, it is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. Yes, I've been reciting Pink Floyd lyrics. I'll tell you why in just a minute. But
there was another one that they did with Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
Where they actually projected the Wizard of Oz on the planetarium at the same time and synced it up.
Oh,
so it was,
man.
It was the album playing at the same time of Wizard of Oz and a laser light show over top of the whole thing. It was like maximum Pink Floyd trippiness.
Nice.
It was so cool.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And so I'm talking about Pink Floyd for a specific reason. This is from progressive.international. This says, Roger Waters... Of Pink Floyd, or formerly of Pink Floyd, anyway. He's Roger Waters at the Belmarsh Tribunal. The fight for Assange is a fight for freedom. Now, if you folks aren't familiar with Roger Waters, from time to time he engages in some activism.
He's 77 years old.
Using his fame as a platform to
help
folks and, you know, things of that. Do what he thinks is right. I don't agree with all of his things that he's done as far as activism, but I do appreciate him using that to help other people. And in this case, in his opening speech, Roger Waters demanded freedom for Julian Assange and all those who struggle for a better world in India, Lebanon, Bolivia, and beyond. We are today part of a global movement that might be the beginning of the global enlightenment that this fragile planet so desperately needs if it is to survive. There's some lyrics here that I'm not going to read. We'll put this up on our social media so you can read through them. I have been following the extradition proceedings in the Court of London with equal measures of disbelief and disgust. Some lyrics I wrote 40 years ago for the theatrical piece called The Wall come to mind, if I may. The evidence before the court is incontrovertible. There's no need for the jury to retire. The prisoner who now stands before you was caught red-handed, showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do. Those lyrics fit the kangaroo court in London and would sound perfect coming out of the mouth of Judge Barrister.
That's really the judge's last name is Barrister?
Yeah, Barraister.
Oh, okay.
Right, what does that mean?
Barrister?
Well, spelled differently. I couldn't see how it was spelled from here, but Barrister is like another name for an attorney.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, I think.
It could be Barraister, Barraister. I thought it could be misspelled, too, for all I know. It has become abundantly clear that Judge Barrister doesn't give a fig for human feelings or for the law. The prisoner in the dock, Julian Assange, in contrast, cares deeply for the feelings of his fellow human beings and for human rights law. That is why he is in the dock on trumped-up charges of espionage. Excuse the pun. Trumped-up is the pun. Let us be clear, Julian Assange should never have been arrested in the first place. He has committed no crime, unless it is a crime to expose war crimes. Well, is it? Is it a crime to expose war crimes? No, it is not. Exposing war crimes is the absolute duty of any journalist worth his salt.
Yeah, that's true.
Earlier this year in February, before the COVID lockdown, I was in London to join a march from the Australian Embassy to Parliament Square to support Julian. There I delivered a few words. I would like to share them with you now. We are here today for Julian Assange, but I have four names on this piece of paper. The first and last, of course, is Julian Assange. A journalist, a courageous shiner of light into the dark places from which the powers that be would dearly like to have us turn away. Julian Assange, a name to be carved with pride into any monument to human progress. Julian is why we are here today, but this is no pariahical protest. We are here today part of a global movement that might be the beginning of the global enlightenment that this fragile planet so desperately needs if it is to survive. Okay, second name, sent to me by my friend Vijay Prashad. Second name is Amir Aziz. I don't know who this guy is.
He's going to tell you.
Amir Aziz is a young poet and activist in Delhi involved in the fight against Modi and his racist citizenship law. There's more lyrics here that I'll skip over. This outpouring of the human spirit from India is taking place in a time of revolt when the fetters of propriety are set aside. Across the Atlantic in Argentina, thousands of women are taking to the streets to demand the legalization of abortion from President Fernandez. It is not just Argentina. This last year, we've seen major protests erupt across the whole world against neoliberal, anti-people regimes in Chile, Lebanon, Colombia, Ecuador, Haiti, France, and now, of course, also our brothers and sisters in Bolivia fighting the new U.S.-imposed military dictatorship there. My point is the fight for freedom for Julian Assange is a fight for freedom for all of our brothers and sisters everywhere, irrespective of their color, religion, nationality. Our love recognizes no walls or boundaries. When we see individual violation of human rights, our hearts break. It is called empathy. It is our most precious gift.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say. It was a little unfocused, but you know, very, very nice thoughts. Unfortunately, no amount of protest is going to change any of this.
I know.
In America, we're protesting in Texas because we want to force other people to wear dirty rags over their face.
Yeah, well, we're not, but
they're protesting the lifting of the government overreach.
Right, and that's not going to change anything there either. You know, protest has never really changed anything. What it does do is it gives people the opportunity to come together and maybe do some networking to get to know one another. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually helpful. It does have its benefits. So I'm not speaking out against protest. I'm just saying, you know, you can bring as many people as you want to the Belmarsh prison. And as long as they remain peaceful and stand outside peacefully, nothing's going to change. And I'm not saying that violence is the answer.
Right.
But I am saying that begging isn't going to get you what you want. It never has, and it never will.
You and I agree on that much as far as the protests are concerned. What I do enjoy about this, though, is, you know, this is more of what I like to refer to as second man stuff. Right. So in any sort of social movement, there's the first man who gets ridiculed because his thoughts are crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Oh, you're off your rocker or whatever. And then somebody else stands up and goes, hey, no, actually,
he's right.
I'm with this guy. He is right. Right. And so, you know, I'm kind of a second man in that respect, having, you know, come on this show. You know, Roger Waters has been doing some, you know, bit of activism, too. But it's good to see him stepping up and at least identifying that, hey, you know, to the music community at large, anybody who's a fan of his and his music, hey, I support Julian Assange. He has committed no crime. He needs to be a free man.
By the way, since Bonnie brought it up, what's happening in Texas, the Amplified Sound Coalition and the Austin chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America protested today, or at least were scheduled to, as I understand it, they were there, asking the governor not to relax the mask mandate until 70% of the state's essential workers are vaccinated. And they went on to complain, let's show our government what the masked faces of sacrificial employees look like, said the co-founder of Amplified Sound Coalition, saying further, this is not a political issue. This is a class issue. And we have just been given the ultimate backhand by our government.
Keyword Austin.
Backhand?
Yeah.
By the government. That's like a bitch slap, isn't it?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
The government's been bitch-slapping you.
Abbott's order eliminating the statewide mask mandate in public places becomes effective this Wednesday. So it is not yet in effect, but it will be as of the 10th. And it allows businesses to decide whether they will still require employees and customers to wear face masks during the pandemic.
Dear Texas, nobody needs to decide this crap for you. You are free and independent human beings. If you want to take off your mask, take off your mask. If you want to open your business, open your business. If you want to have a family gathering, have a family gathering. It's all up to you. It always has been. You don't have to listen to these freaks. We are out of time, sadly. 7 days a week, freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.